Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The left fielder, Thomas Howard. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The DH, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mark Whiten. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Paul Sorrento. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Lewis. Batting ninth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Charles Nagy. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Randy Reddy. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Lance Blankenship. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Joe Slusarski. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lofton hits a line drive for a single. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Lofton. The throw from Steinbach and he is safe. Lofton steals second. Thomas Howard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first, with Slusarski covering, for the out. Lofton moves to third. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Berga hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lofton tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Bell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Whiten hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reddy. Whiten reaches second base with a double. Bell goes all the way around to score. Whiten moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sorrento for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops it up and throws to first, with Nagy covering, for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lansford hits a ball on the ground for a single. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark McGuire batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Lansford moves to second. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Jacoby hits a line drive beyond short. Bordick can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes Jacoby. The throw from Steinbach and he is out, Brown applying the tag. One out. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Alomar takes first base on ball four. Lewis moves to second. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lofton is one for one in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields it and throws to second for the out. Lewis moves to third. Two outs. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Reddy strikes out. Two outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bordick hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Berga is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Berga hits a pop-up towards short. Bordick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bell is one for one in the game, with a single. Bell hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Mark Whiten batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Whiten is one for one in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whiten for the out. Two outs. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Sorrento is 0 for 1 in the game. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Blankenship takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops it up and throws to first, with Nagy covering, for the out. Blankenship moves to second. One out. Carney Lansford batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lansford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Blankenship moves to third. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Blankenship tags and scores. Lansford tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. McGuire is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McGuire strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics won. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jacoby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lewis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a line drive beyond short. Bordick can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Alomar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Lewis trying to get to third. Blankenship throws the ball into Lansford, who tags Lewis for the out. Alomar moves to second. 2 outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lofton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Wilson, who is chasing the ball. Lofton reaches third base with a triple. Alomar scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Vince Horsman now pitching. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Lofton scores. It's 5-1, Indians. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Berga is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Berga hits a line drive beyond short. Bordick can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Howard moves to second. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-1, Indians. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Whiten is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Whiten strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Willie Wilson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reddy is 0 for 1 in the game. Reddy takes first base on ball 4. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bordick is 0 for 1 in the game. Bordick hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Reddy moves to second. It's 8-2, Indians. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Blankenship is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Reddy moves to third. Bordick moves to second. 2 outs. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive for a single. Reddy scores. Bordick scores. It's 8-4, Indians. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lansford is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Lansford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 4. the Indians will come to bat. Kevin Campbell now pitching. Paul Sorrento batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Sorrento is 0-2 in the game. Sorrento takes first base on ball 4. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Jacoby is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Blankenship settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lewis is 2-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Lewis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Alomar is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alomar hits a fly ball into right field. Blankenship settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Baines is 0-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a line drive for a single. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 0-0. McGuire is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Terry Steinbach batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Steinbach is 0-2 in the game. Steinbach hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 8-5, Indians. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Wilson is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Reddy is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Reddy hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Lofton is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Thomas Howard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Howard is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Howard bunts in front of the plate. Steinbach fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Berga is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Berga strikes out. 2 outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bell is 3-3 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bordick is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Blankenship is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Brown is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Whiten is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sorrento is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sorrento strikes out. 2 outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a line drive towards first. McGuire reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lansford is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Baines strikes out. 2 outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McGuire strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Lewis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lewis is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lewis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alomar strikes out. 2 outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Lofton bunts for a single. Rick Honeycutt now pitching. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Howard is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Howard hits a ball on the ground for a single. Lofton moves to second. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Berga is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Berga strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Steinbach hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Wilson hits a ball on the ground for a single. Steinbach moves to second. Ted Power now pitching. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reddy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Reddy hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bordick hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Steinbach scores. Wilson moves to second. It's 8-6, Indians. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Blankenship is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Blankenship hits a line drive towards second. Berge catches it and steps on second to double up Wilson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 6. The Indians will come to bat. Rich Gossage now pitching. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Whiten is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Whiten takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to second. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrento is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Bordick. Bell scores. Whiten moves to third. It's 9-6, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jacoby is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a fly ball for an out. Whiten scores. That run is unearned. 1 out. It's 10-6, Indians. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lewis is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Lewis hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alomar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Brown hits a line drive into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lansford is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Oakland Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.